living from our heart, living from our core, living from our power, we all get more. We are powerful women.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Heart and Soul Summit. I'm Sue Erta, publisher for Powerful You Publishing, and also your host for this amazing summit. And I am so excited to share with you these incredible co-authors of the book, Heart and Soul. These women are amazing. They're both ordinary women, just like you and me, and they're extraordinary at the same time in the sense that they are out there living their passions, living on purpose, sharing their own stories and the lessons that they have learned throughout their whole transformation in their life so that they are living more empowered, and so they are living more from their heart and soul space. And I know that's why you're listening, because you want that too. You want to live more from your heart. You want to be more inspired by your soul, and that's what you will learn as you listen to these interviews. And I'm really happy today to be talking with Linda McFadden, and I really like her topic today, discovering your true purpose and passion. And because I know if you're listening to this, that's what you want to do more of in your life. So I'm going to read a brief introduction of Linda, and then we'll get started talking with her. Linda McFadden is a transformational coach, counselor, and mystic. She is a registered psychotherapist. She's a registered psychotherapist with a master's degree in applied psychology, certified as a hypnotherapist, a regressionist for past lives, and sorry, Linda. I actually can talk better than I can read. Start this part again. I will edit all of this to make it nice and clean. She is a registered psychotherapist with a master's degree in applied psychology, a certified hypnotherapist, a regressionist for past lives and life between lives, and she holds many other certifications. Linda has worked in the counseling and coaching field for over 30 years. Her signature coaching program uses her extensive education and experience to help others transcend their current challenges, remove their blocks, learn how to truly love themselves, and uncover their true purpose and passion. And Linda, I am happy to talk with you today. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm really excited to be with you today, Sue. I anticipate that our listeners are going to get a tremendous amount of value out of both the book and the interviews that you've been doing. So I'd like to thank you for all your effort in that.
Oh, you're so welcome. As I said, it truly is an honor for me. I really feel blessed and honored to be able to share these stories and your story today with so many people who just want this knowledge. And I know today, like I said, your topic, discovering your true purpose and passion, is very important to anybody that's listening. So let's start with this, Linda. Do you feel that we all come here to our physical life with a purpose or a mission?
Yes, absolutely. Each and every one of us are here to share the gifts that we came to give, and each and every one of us have them. So there are those who came to inspire us, teach us, motivate us. There's those that have come to take care of others, our doctors, our nurses. We have those that, you know, take care of our electricity so our houses don't burn down and our lawns are cut. And those that have come to take care of our animals and our planet, our ecosystem. All of these have tremendous value and purpose. Yet we tend to judge them and their value based on societal norms. So, for example, society tells us that a doctor is better than a nurse. And a nurse is better than a ditch digger. And a ditch digger is better than a homeless person. And it rewards them accordingly through status and through economics. And it's indicating that some have more value than others. And I don't believe that that's true. I don't believe one person can have more value than another. We all have the same value. We do come, however, at different levels of spiritual expression, what we term younger and older souls. but we all have the same value. So if you consider a child in grade two, they're not expected to operate at the college or university level. We all understand that being in grade two is a natural progressive step, and we don't judge them for that. We don't expect them to operate at a different level. And I think that, Sue, it's really important for people to hear this. We are all old souls. We are all old souls. No one soul is better or more advanced than another. Here's the difference, though. Here's the caveat. It's through our soul's choice that we reflect a different level of expression. That we reflect a different level of expression. All of our wealth, all of our accomplishments are not the standard for which what we measure success in the spiritual world. You know, I truly believe it's how close we are to actually living our purpose, which is the standard. And it aligns us with our truth and finding the peace within. See, your purpose has nothing to do with what you should do or you shouldn't do. It's not about being right or wrong. Nothing to do with what your parents think or being rich, respected, or famous. It's not even about what you want. Your purpose isn't something that you find or make up. It's something that you discover within you. You know, I read something somewhere that life without a purpose is like an unsharpened pencil. There's no point.
I love that. That's a great quote. And, you know, what's interesting about that, Linda, I feel much the same way you do about purpose. I believe that we all have our own. And to me, there's no reason to compare them. My goodness, how do you compare any of those things with each other? We see people doing beautiful things in all areas of life. So I think that's awesome. Now, Linda, yeah. I know that our listeners are listening to this because, you know, they want to know, how do they discover their true purpose? Maybe there are some people that feel like they don't know what their purpose is yet. So how can somebody discover their purpose? Are there some signposts or indicators? Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I truly believe and I hold the conviction that within your soul is a map. And that map is within each and every one of us. And contained in that map is actually all the answers and directions that we need. All of our crises, all of our struggles, all of our triumphs, they're signposts that our soul has provided in order to guide us. You know, Joseph Campbell talks about the hero's journey and that every life is a call to adventure. And he's right. There will be twists and turns. There will be dragons to slay and monsters to face. Tests that we are presented with that calls us deeper and deeper along our journey. And I want the listeners to know that everything that you're going through right now, everything that you might be struggling with, it's all a part of this fascinating journey. And it's the journey is perfectly designed, and it's actually designed by you, your higher soul. And it's designed to bring you to the elixir, your individual gift, the gift that you are here to give to the world. And so along this journey, we need to connect the dots and come to the realization that, as Derek Lytle says, that our biggest messes contain our biggest messages. That within us are all the answers waiting to emerge. But, you know, we need to know where to look. And Sue, you asked about indicators, and I'll briefly touch on five. And what I'll also do is I'll give you some questions to help facilitate the answers within the audience, within you. So the first one is about our dreams and desires. What do you always dream of? What are your deepest desires, and what do you long for? What calls to you? Where have you felt the greatest joy? And the second one is our talents. What do you love to do? What comes easy to you? What are your strengths? What is it that you can do so easily that others struggle with? And the third one would be our chronic problems. And the chronic problems are, you know, they're related to the wounds, the core wounds or trauma that we experienced in our lifetime. And we need to, you know, identify those things or situations that are stopping you, and identify what they are. So do you feel perhaps that you're lacking? Do you struggle with relationships, finances, parenting? And the fourth one is the pain. What breaks your heart? What hurts you? What is that recurring pattern of pain in your life? And look to that common theme, all of these common themes, to reveal your core wound. And the fifth one is our buttons or triggers, okay? We all heard the saying of, you know, they pushed our button, they triggered me. Okay, that's related to the stuff that, the negative stuff that we're actually trying to deny and cut off from who we are. And it's important that we actually learn how to embrace both the positive and the negative. Because in this three-dimensional realm, we hold both the positive and the negative. And so it's important to embrace both in order to be grounded in reality. And all of these are important signposts that can help us guide ourselves to our purpose and our passion. And they're very helpful tools. And so what I'd like to say, it's also helpful to look at what finding your purpose actually isn't. You know, it's not this huge, audacious goal, something to achieve, okay? It's actually something you need to live every day. And it's a conversation. It's a conversation between your inner heart and the world. Now, that's not the outer egoic heart. I talk about inner and outer hearts. But the inner heart, which means it's coming directly from your soul. You know, it isn't something, when you find your purpose, it isn't something that you second guess or you try to force. You know, and it may not be convenient. You know, it may not be safe. You know, your friends or loved ones, they may not understand it. Some may actually even resist it. But your purpose is calling out to you. It's your truth. it's your map. You know, often in life, we feel that we're a victim, that life is something that's happening to us. And what's important to understand is that based on our soul's purpose, life is actually happening for us. It's happening for us. It's specifically designed for where you are at and where your soul wants you to go, according to your divine purpose.
So, Linda, that's great because now we have these indicators, so we know what we're looking for, and we'll learn to pay attention to those things as we're moving through our life and figure out, you know, okay, so that is leading me to my purpose. I like that. And I like that you also told us that it's the negative and the positive, that we have to pay attention to both, because obviously we want to pay attention to more of the positive stuff, but the negative stuff, the problems, the pain, the triggers, they can also be a great indicator about what we want to do in our life. So I love that. Now, Linda, I know that you said that we each come here with our own purpose. Would you say that there's an ultimate purpose that we all collectively share as well?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sue. Would you mind if I told you a little story?
That would be great.
Okay. So after I had stepped away from religion and was trying to find my feet spiritually, you know, I've always struggled with loving myself and seeing my uniqueness. You know, I saw myself as average. But I underwent a spontaneous spiritual experience that was very, very profound, where I was actually transported into the spiritual realm and I saw my soul. I saw how incredibly wondrous I truly was. And I actually was sobbing with the realization that I was so beautiful. But what made this experience really profound for me was the thought that if I was so beautiful, if I was so magnificent, how much more magnificent and beautiful others truly are. And from that day, I was able to tap more into people's energy and really see the magnificence in them. And I tell this story because I believe this is a collective or shared purpose, to truly see ourselves as we ultimately are, not the way the world sees us, not the way that we see ourselves, but who we truly are in all of our beauty and all of our magnificence. So our collective purpose is to discover the truth of who we are.
I love that. And so what you said, too, it's about our connection with other people. It's part of that. It's how we discover that for ourselves. And that is why we're here together. Is that what you mean?
Yes. And to actually see people as souls rather than just simply personalities. Personalities that have gone through trauma and crises. And to recognize the soul of who we are, that we are all magnificent, that we are all beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful when you see someone's soul instead of the physical presence in front of you, and you look beyond their mind into their heart and soul. I love that. You know, Linda, in the book, in the Heart and Soul Anthology book, you talk about your own personal journey of transformation. And what would you say was the most powerful realization that you had about your own purpose?
Well, it's kind of a my own realization. You know, I took years and years and years to heal from the abuse that I've gone through. And it took that, you know, those years to tear down the walls that I had built up around me and actually heal those wounds. And I had worked with counselors, psychologists, clergy, and these people really, really cared about me. But I found that the process was slow. And I would carry this regret that I had actually missed living a large part of my life because of my wounds. And so though I started out with just wanting to be the best therapist I could be and to help others heal from their own traumas, it actually morphed into wanting to speed up the process and so that they could get back to living the joy of living life. So as a result of that, I left my position as a psychotherapist and I started coaching. And in that, I was able to be more proactive, more direct, more strategic with my clients in order to get them where they needed to go. So for me, it was understanding that although I had a soul's purpose, the way it manifested changed and morphed. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. I love that because I think that that absolutely does change throughout our lives. You know, I think that, you know, we can't expect to be the same when we're 10 years old and 30 years old and 70 years old. It just doesn't happen. So I do believe our soul has progression. And I love that you stated that because I do think, maybe you can address this, Linda. I hear people say all the time, oh gosh, you know, she's changed or he's changed. I think it's normal and a natural progression. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I think we're here to change. We're here to transform into the next level of being, to transform into that next step of growth and expansion.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And expansion. One of my favorite words. I love that.
Mm-hmm. You know, me too. Linda. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Linda, so for the listeners on the phone and for the work that you do in the world, what would you say is your core message that you want them to hear?
You know, I think, Sue, the core message is don't let life pass you by. You're here to embark on a journey, and it is a journey of transformation. And everything that you need to succeed is actually within you. All of the clues to your purpose and passion, they played out in your life. You know, your struggles, your accomplishments, your challenges, they're all indicators of what your purpose and passion is. And that the process of healing, the process of transformation, it doesn't need to be arduous, okay? It can be a journey of you know, self-discovery. But I guess most important is that to realize that you are the gift and that you are the wonder that you're here to give. So discover that, live that, and be that wonder.
Mm. I love that. And, you know, that's a great reminder, Linda, because I think that oftentimes people go through their life kind of going through the motions and forgetting that they are actually the livers of their life. You know, they're the ones making the decisions and the choices and deciding what to focus on. And so I love that you're bringing that back to each of us. You know, we don't have to focus on the outside world. We can focus on us. And that is the gift. And I think that's beautiful. Thanks for that.
You're welcome.
All right. Awesome. So, Linda, speaking of gifts, I know that you have a gift for our listeners. I would love if you could please share with us what that gift is and also how they can receive it. And also, I know there are people on the line that will want to reach out to you or learn more about you or read some more of what you've written somewhere, maybe on your website. Can you share some contact information with us as well?
Sure, absolutely. So the free ebook that I have is called The Power to Transform Your Life. 3 easy steps to get where you want to go. And you can find that on my website, and it's www.lindamcfadden.coach, and it is Linda with an I. And you can just download it there. And what I want to say about this little book is those 3 steps are very, very easy, but they're very powerful. You know, and I continue to use them on a daily basis. Now I do them in a snap, but they're very, very powerful. So I would encourage you to go and grab that. You can also reach me on Facebook through my page, The Science and the Soul. The Science and the Soul. And once again, my website is lindamcfadden.coach, C-O-A-C-H. And in closing, what I'd like to do is I would like to invite any listeners to connect with me if you'd like to take your life to the next step. But again, a caveat, the work that I do isn't for the faint of heart. It is for those who have committed to going to the next level. You know, I tend to work with other coaches, thought leaders, entrepreneurs, ministers. I've even worked with doctors, psychologists. But if you're committed, and I invite you to connect with me and schedule a free consultation and so we can discuss about how I can best serve and assist you in transforming your life.
Beautiful. Well, that's great. I love that. That ebook that you're giving away to, The Power to Transform, and three easy steps. I know, you know, sometimes it's, you know, we do the hard work like you're talking about, and sometimes it's good to have those easy things to work on too and bring those into our life. So thank you so much for giving that to our listeners. And Linda, I really appreciate the information you shared today, giving us that some indicators of how we can know how we're on purpose and sharing that we're the gift. I think that that is the biggest message for us to expand into our own purposes. So thank you so much for that. And also, I thank you for sharing your story in the book, Heart and Soul. I know our listeners will love reading that when they do that. So thanks so much for being here. Thanks for being a part of the process. I've loved sharing this energy with you.
Thanks very much, Sue. I appreciate having this opportunity.
All right. And listeners, thank you. I keep saying thank you at the end of these summit interviews because I appreciate that you are here working on your own soul expansion, working on your own life purpose, living more into your heart and soul space. So thank you for what you're doing in the world. Be sure to continue to listen to the summit and also be sure to buy that book, Heart and Soul, on launch day, November 14th. For now, have a beautiful day, everybody.
Living from our hearts.